1 Samuel, chapter 27. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There's nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines, and Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel. And so I shall escape out of his hand. And David rose up, and he went over with the 600 men that were with him to Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. And it was told Saul that David had fled to Gath, and he sought no more again for him. And David said to Achish, If I've now found grace in your eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country so that I may dwell there, for why should your servant dwell in the royal city with you? And then Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Wherefore Ziklag pertains to the kings of Yehuda to this day. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was a full year and 4 months. And David and his men went up and invaded the Geshurites and the Gezrites and the Amalekites. For those nations were of old the inhabitants of the land, as you go to Shur, even to the land of Egypt. And David smote the land, and left neither man or woman alive, and took away the sheep and the oxen and the donkeys and the camels and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. And Achish said, Where have you made a road today? And David said, Against the south of Yehuda, and against the south of the Yerahmeelites, and against the south of the Kenites. And David saved neither man nor woman alive to bring news to Gath, saying, Lest they should tell on us, saying, So did David, and so will be his manner all the while that he dwells in the country of the Philistines. And Achish believed David, saying, He has made his people Israel utterly to hate him, therefore he shall be my servant forever. End of chapter